我相信弟兄姊妹们朋友们都知道今天是母亲节。
We all know that today is Mother's Day.
那有人要问朱师母到哪去了。
And some of you may be very keen to observe, where's Mrs. Chu?
那么她在做这个母亲的责任。
Well, she's fulfilling her motherly duty today.
And一部分弟兄姊妹们知道文燕啊，这个两三天前动了手术，很大的手术，还在家里的休养。
Some of you may be aware that Wen Yan had undergone a pretty major surgery a few days ago, and she's at home now, resting and recovering.
所以今天在 Alhambra, 他们需要有一个人翻译。
So today in Alhambra, they needed someone for a translator.
那么讲道的人是我儿子。
Well, the one preaching is my son.
他的命令就是妈，你到这里来帮我。
And his order is, Mom, I need your help.
那么昨天晚上我儿子就到我家里的来，送了他妈妈一朵很漂亮的兰花。
And so last night, my son came over to my home and gave his mother a very beautiful orchid.
告诉妈妈，妈，不要忘记明天要带那朵花。
And he says, Mom, don't forget to bring that flower tomorrow.
所以今天早晨，我很谨慎的跟我太太把那个花放在她的这个衣服上。
And so this morning, I was very mindful and I carefully pinned the orchid on her dress this morning.
然后我就看到我太太很骄傲的带着兰花去做母亲的责任。
I see my wife proudly wearing that orchid to fulfill her motherly duty.
所以这是母亲节。
That's Mother's Day.
我相信我们当中每一个人都有妈妈。
I believe every one of us here has a mother.
我今天的信息的一个目的就是盼望你们都能够爱你的妈妈。
And the purpose of my message today is my wish is that you would all love your mothers.
特别是我们中间年轻的人。
Especially for those of us who are young.
因为等一下你就听到了，当我年轻的时候，我对待我的妈妈是怎么样的。
Because you will hear later about how I treated my mother when I was young.
今天我要读的圣经在以赛亚书66章。
Today, the scripture passage is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66.
以赛亚先知是一个先知，常常用母亲的爱来比喻神的爱。
Isaiah is a prophet, and his prophecies often revolve around the theme using a mother's love to describe the love of God.
我是在节目单上是要读第十三节。
In the bulletin, you'll see that we want to read verse 13.
但是现在我想我还是要从第十节读到十三节。
But I will now read from verse 10 through 13.
你们爱慕耶路撒冷的都要与他一同欢喜快乐，你们为他悲哀的都要与他一同乐上加乐，使你们在他安慰的怀中吃奶得饱，使他们得他丰盛的荣耀，犹如挤奶，满心喜乐。耶和华如此说，我要使平安沿及他，好像江河，使立国的荣耀沿及他，如同仗义的河。你们要从中享受，你们鼻蒙抱在肋旁，摇弄在膝上。母亲怎样安慰儿子，我就照样安慰你们，你们也必因耶路撒冷得安慰。
Isaiah 66, verses 10 through 13. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breast. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. Let us pray.
主，谢谢你提醒我们，你的爱跟母亲的爱是很相似。
Lord, we thank you that you remind us that your love for us is very similar to that of a mother's love.
我们知道母亲的爱也是从你而来。
We know that the love of a mother is also from you.
你给我们母亲，就是要让我们知道你就是这样子爱我们。
You give us mothers so that we may come to know of your love for us.
所以求主使用你的话，今天来教导我们。
Lord, may you use your own words to teach us this morning.
让我们更明白母亲跟儿女中间的关系。
And so that we may gain an even better and deeper understanding of the relationship a mother has with her child.
让我们每个人都能够学到那个宝贵的功课。
Allow us to learn this precious lesson.
就是爱我们的妈妈。
To love our mothers.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那么母亲节当然是应该讲个关于母亲的信息。
Since it is Mother's Day, the message should be about mothers.
那么我相信弟兄姊妹们，假如你读圣经读得很多的话，你就发现圣经里头模范的父亲很少。
Brothers and sisters, if you're familiar with the reading of the scripture, you may discover that there are very few examples of a father in the scripture.
模范的母亲也不太多。
Well, the fact is, examples of mothers aren't many to be found either.
那么而且在过去啊，这么多年来，我跟弟兄姊妹们也讲了不少圣经里头的模范母亲。
And over the years, I have had the opportunity to share with you about the examples of mothers in the scripture.
那么今年当我想起圣诞节的这个信息啊，这个母亲节的这个信息的时候，我就想起我自己的母亲。
And as I was thinking about the message for Mother's Day this year, I remembered my mother.
所以今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们讲讲我自己的母亲。
And so today I would like to share with you about my own mother.
我的母亲是一个很平凡的妇人。
My mother is a very ordinary woman.
她因为在乡下长大，所以只受了六年的小学教育。
Because she grew up in the countryside, so she only received six years of elementary education.
从来没有在社会机关里头做过任何的事情。
She's never worked in any types of governmental or private organization.
可以说是个百分之百的家庭主妇。
And you might say that she is a 100% homemaker.
我16岁的时候离开了我母亲。
When I was 16, I left my mother.
再没有见过她。
And I've never seen her since.
在过去的这些日子，我常常想念我的母亲。
And in all the years since, I've always remembered my mother.
很奇怪的一件事情，我是希望我能够见到她的时候叫她一声嗯妈。
When I think of her and when I think of ever seeing her again, I would call her 嗯妈。
这个是我们家乡里的小孩子对他母亲的一种昵称。
This is a term of endearment that children from my hometown would use for their mother.
对，我还记得有一次我妈妈跟几个妇人在一起讲话。
I remember there was an occasion where my mother was having a conversation with some other women in town.
我从外面回来看到我妈妈，我说妈。
I came home and I saw my mother and I called her 妈。
哇，我就看到我妈妈那个脸上充满了笑容，很骄傲的对那群妇人讲，她是我儿子，到现在还叫我妈。
And I remember my mother saying to her friends, look, that is my son, and he is still calling me 妈。And she had this great beaming smile, and she said it with such pride.
妈就是我的妈。
妈 means my mommy.
所以我的妈妈 听了我，好像也是个大孩子，还在叫她妈，心里的充满了喜乐跟骄傲。
And so I think my mother was so proud that her son, who is already pretty old, but still calls her with a term of endearment.
所以我要请弟兄姊妹们原谅我，我今天讲道的时候可能不能够控制自己的感情。
And so I ask brothers and sisters to be understanding this morning, because as I preach this morning, I may not be able to control my emotion very well.
在我小的时候，我爱我的父亲。
When I was young, I knew I loved my father.
讨厌我的妈妈。
I actually disliked my mother.
因为我在小时候，你们大概没有这个经历。
You may not have this experience, but this was my experience when I was young.
在中国那个时候的乡下啊，很少学校。
Back then in China, especially in the rural areas, you can't find many schools.
特别是稍微像样的小学。
And especially schools that are of some reputation.
所以你在小孩子的时候要上学，你要住在学校里头。
And so if you want your children to go to school and attend a good school, well, you have to send the kid away and they have to go to a boarding school.
所以我到二年级的时候就住校。
And so since I was in my second grade, I had to board at the school.
所以这也养成我一个独立的这么一个个性。
And so of course, it also shaped my independence.
我的小学读过八个。
I went to 8 different elementary schools.
因为我跟着我的父亲不停地转换工作，那我就要跟着他走。
Because as my father changed jobs, I had to follow him, and so wherever he went, I went.
我的爸爸工作的时候当然很少管教我。
And of course, because my father is busy working, he has little time to discipline me.
所以跟爸爸在一起的时候很自由。
And so I was free when I was with my dad.
我到现在回想我的父亲，我跟父亲中间的遭遇，只能够想起两件事。
When I think of my experiences with my father, I can really only remember two things.
第一件事情就是我有一天爬在一个高树上去，下不来。
One is one day I was climbing a tree and I was high up in the tree and I couldn't find my way down.
我爸爸要拿了个梯子到上面去，把我的腿这样子从这个树丫子里都推起来，把我抱到这个树下面来。
I was stuck there and so my father took a ladder and he climbed on there and he freed me from being entangled in the tree branches and carried me down.
第二件事情就是我的父亲有一天把我叫到他面前。
The second thing is, my father one day called me to speak to me.
你呀，不是不聪明，但是你就是不知道怎么做算术。
He says to me, it's not that you're not smart, but you really have terrible math.
为什么你总是没有办法考数学考得好？
And why is it that you always...why is it that you don't perform well on your math test?
从现在开始，你考到数学考到80分，我拿一块光阳给你。
这是光阳。
光阳就是 gold, it's a silver dollar.
He says to me, from this day forward, if you get 80% on your math test, I will give you a silver dollar.
果然。我终于拿到一个 silver dollar, 一个光阳。
Eventually, I received that silver dollar.
但是下一次考试又不对了。
But the very next, after that, the very next time, I didn't do well again.
但是对于我的母亲，我的记忆很多。
But with regards to my mother, I have many memories.
最深的记忆就是我的母亲打我打得很厉害。
Well, the most lasting memory I have with my mother is that she beats me severely.
因为我们都是这个样子，是不是？你们做妈妈就知道，这个儿子到了某一个年龄，你抓不住他。
You all know this, right? Especially those of us who are mothers. If you have a son, you know when they grow old and at a certain age, you can't even chase after them anymore.
他做了不好的事情，他跟你赛跑，你抓不到他。
If he misbehaved and you need to discipline him, if he runs away from you, you couldn't catch him.
所以我的母亲就想了一个办法。
So my mother, she found a way.
每天晚上上床的时候，跟每天早上还没有起床的时候，是她打我的时候。
Every night, as I go to bed, or every morning before I get out of bed, that's the time where she would discipline me.
打的时候打得很厉害。
When she disciplines me, she would beat me, and it would be very painful.
最常用的就是鞋子的鞋底。
And the most preferred tool for her is the sole of her shoe.
有的时候用皮带。
Sometimes she would use a belt.
所以我小时候就很恨我的母亲。
And so when I was young, I could say I hated my mother.
一直等到有一天。
Until one day,
我的妈妈为了一件事情，我不记得了，毒打了我一场。
I forget the reason of it, but I remember my mother gave me a severe beating.
我是我妈妈的第一个孩子。
I am the first child of my mother.
我下面有三个妹妹。
I have three younger sisters.
所以我是我妈妈最钟爱的一个孩子。
So I am the favorite child of my mother.
但是我这个儿子是最不听话，最不上进的一个孩子。
But I am also the most rebellious child of all her children, and I'm also the one who aspire the least.
所以他打我的时候打得很厉害。
And that's why when she beat me, she beats me severely.
那一天，我的妈妈毒打了我一场。
I remember that day after a severe beating.
打完了之后，他走到房间里去把门关起来，我听到他在那里嚎啕痛哭。
She went into her room, she closed her door, but I could hear her. She was crying and she was wailing.
他绝对舍不得打这个儿子。
Because she did not want to have to cause pain to her son.
但是为了要盼望这个儿子能够长大了做个好人，他就觉得他不能不严厉的管教。
But in the hopes of raising a son who will grow up to be a useful person, to be a good person, she had to discipline him.
我听到了妈妈在房间里头那个哭声。
When I heard my mom crying in her room,
那个妈妈的那个爱就像剑一样的刺到了我的心里头。
Then I can feel my mom's love peering through my heart as arrows.
在那个时候，我开始明白了妈妈为什么要打我。
It is from then on do I start to realize why my mother would beat me.
我们中国人有句俗话，叫做望子成龙。
The Chinese has a saying that we all wish our sons to be dragons.
我的妈妈是为了爱我的缘故，这样子的毒打我。
My mother, out of her love for me to be something, to be someone special and great, she had to beat me.
从那一天以后，我的妈妈再也没有含着眼泪来打我。
From that day onward, my mother would never beat me with her, in her tears any longer.
因为已经不再必要了。
Because it was no longer necessary.
我明白了母亲对我的爱的时候，我整个对妈妈的那种看法，那种感觉，通通都改变了。
Because when I understood the love of my mother, I suddenly had a complete different outlook about who my mother was and what her love is all about and why she would discipline me.
我就要说妈妈的爱终于感化了顽梗的我。
So I can say that the love of my mother finally have melted away my stubbornness.
所以我对母亲的劝告就是你的孩子不好你一定要严厉的管教。
And so my advice to mothers, if your children misbehave, you need to discipline them severely.
你不要怕你管这个孩子这个孩子以后就不理你。
Don't be afraid that if you discipline your children, then one day they would want to turn away from you.
相反的，你不管你的孩子，将来这个孩子不理你。
No, it's on the contrary. If you leave your children alone and you do not discipline them, then one day they will leave you.
这么多年来，当我回想我父亲跟我母亲对我的爱的时候。
All these years, as I think back about the love of my father and versus the love of my mother,
我深深地感激我妈妈对我的管教。
I could clearly remember and feel the discipline from my mother.
她的那些对我的那些毒打，那些严厉的责备，只有一个原因，就是她盼望这个儿子长大了，要做一个好人。
All those severe beating, all those discipline, all those scolding with harsh words, there was only one purpose from her, and that is that she wishes one day her son will be a useful person.
我的父亲不打我。
My father never beat me.
一方面固然是因为他疼爱我。
Of course, on the one hand, because he loves me.
另外一方面，他没有尽到。做父亲的责任。
But on the other hand, he did not fulfill his fatherly duty.
所以，做父亲的，你们要管教你们的孩子。
So fathers, you also need to discipline your children.
我不知道我们中间有多少人读过所谓三字经。
I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Chinese writing, the three-word poem.
那是从前老的中国人开蒙的一本书。
That is a textbook, if you will, that are used in historical China.
里头有两句话，养不教，父之过。
And there's a phrase in there that says, if a father only raises his children by feeding them, but not teaching them and disciplining them, then the father is at fault.
教不严，师之惰。
Well, if you teach and if you do discipline, but you don't do it harshly and consistently, then that means you're being lazy.
今天的老师不教孩子是因为懒惰。
Today, if teachers don't teach their children well, teach their students well, it's because they're being lazy.
总而言之一句话，就是孩子必须要管教。
Well, in summary, what it's saying is that children need discipline.
我妈妈的爱不只是感化了我这个顽梗的心。
While the love of my mother not only have melted away my stubbornness,
更加的帮助了我能够明白了解什么是母亲真正的爱。
But moreover, she, through her behavior, she taught me the truth and the essence of the love of a mother.
我想起我的母亲那个时候家里面六口之家。
I remember I grew up in a family that had four members in the household, six members in the household.
他跟我的父亲，然后下面四个孩子。
My mother, father, and of course the four children.
这六口人一天三餐换洗衣服、缝补鞋袜、清理家具。都是我的妈妈一个人负责。
The household has six members, and all of the meals preparation, all the cleaning, all the laundry, all the care, all the clothing needs, everything that this home needs, they were all provided by my mother.
弟兄姊妹，七八十年前， 中国或者世界上是没有 rice cooker 的。
Brothers and sisters, you know that 70, 80 years ago in China, there were no such thing as a rice cooker.
更没有洗衣机。
Let alone washing machine.
我们家里连电灯都没有。
We do not even have electricity in our house.
晚上只有一个油灯。
We had an oil lamp to be used at night.
这所有刚才讲的这些事情都是我妈妈一个人在管理。
And all the things I mentioned earlier, the household chores, they were all taken care of by my mother.
家里面没有佣工。
We did not have any servants in the home.
我记得有的时候我半夜睡醒过来。
I remember sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night.
看到妈妈戴那个眼镜还在灯底下跟我在补袜子、补鞋子、做其他的这个衣服的事情。
I remember seeing my mother next to that oil lamp. She was still sewing my socks, my clothes, or my pants, so that I can continue to use them.
在我四年级的时候，在学校里传染上了一个东西叫做疥疮，我不知道你们有没有人知道疥疮是什么东西。
When I was fourth grade, there was a skin disease that was spreading around the school.
英文叫这个疥疮 ，itch 就是痒。
And this skin disease is called the itch sometimes.
这个东西啊，专门长在手。指头中间，脚趾头中间，身上啊，在那个裤裆里头，凡是这个鞋头下里面长出那个小窟子来，痒得无比。
And these things are basically small blisters, if you will, that grows between the fingers, between your toes, and between any other areas on your body where skin touches skin.
你一抓那个痒的那个地方，它马上就变成个脓泡。
It is so itchy, but if you were to scratch them, then immediately it'll turn into a blister and it'll turn into a pus.
我这个小事很有趣。我传染到了疥疮，又怕人家知道。
Well, when I was young, I guess I have an interesting personality because I also contracted this itch. I didn't want anybody to know.
我不知道从什么地方找到了一双手套。
So I don't know where I found this, but I found a pair of gloves.
我就把手套戴起来，在家里边跑来跑去。
So I would wear those gloves and I would run around in the house.
我妈妈说：“你在家里戴什么手套
？”So mom said to me, "Why are you wearing gloves in the house?"
哦，我的手冷。
I said, "Because I'm cold."
起先我妈妈接受了这个解释。
Well, at first, my mother accepted this explanation.
几天之后我妈妈忍不住了，抓着我的手，把那个手套砰一下子拔出来。
A few days later, she finally got a hold of me and she took off the glove.
发现满手都是脓泡。
And she discovered that my entire hand were filled with these pus.
我相信在我们家乡里头，疥疮大概是蛮普通的。
I think that this disease, skin disease probably is something that is common in my hometown.
这种东西传染得很厉害。
But this thing it spreads like wildfire.
我的妈妈一看到我满手的脓疮，一句话也没有讲，就跑到厨房里头去。
And when she saw what had happened to my hand, then She went to the kitchen.
搞了一大盆热水。
She boiled a pot of water.
用了厨房里的一些明矾啊、盐啊这些东西和在那个水里头。
She took some of the things that use around the kitchen, maybe salt or baking soda or whatever it is, and mixed it into that warm water.
马上把我脱得精光，就摔在那个水里头。
And she peeled off all my clothes and she threw me in that pot of water.
她也没有戴什么手套，她就下去跟我把全身通通 都洗得干干净净的。
She didn't wear any gloves or anything, and she started to clean me up, and she cleaned me very well from head to toe.
她没有怕传染。
She was not afraid of contracting this disease.
对她来讲，好像传染给自己，这个算不得什么。
For her, it seemed that even if she were to be infected by this disease, it would be nothing.
儿子的身体比他的身体更重要。
Because what's more important to her was the health of her son than herself.
我一直到现在，我闭起眼睛来都可以想到那一天，我妈妈跟我怎么样子牺牲的那个样子。
Even till today, when I close my eyes, I can still imagine that scene which my mom washed me clean.
1948年，我离开我妈妈。
1948, I left my mother.
那个时候，我们家里面逃难在湖南长沙。
Because our family, we were escaping the war, and so we left for Hunan.
我的妈妈同意我一个人离家到外面去逃难。
And my mother agreed for me to leave the family so that I can go further away, get further away from the war.
我的父亲那时候还在乡下工作。
My father was still working in the countryside at the time.
所以当我离家的时候，我父亲不在旁边。
So when I left home, my father wasn't around.
我还记得我的妈妈一个人把我送到火车站。
I still remember my mother taking me, who took me to this train station.
我在车厢里头看到我妈妈在站在月台上一个人。
I took my seat in the train, and I looked out the window and saw my mom standing on the platform.
眼泪就像水一样的往下流。
I see her tears streaming down the side of her face.
我那时候心里想，妈妈，你这个哭了干什么？
I remember looking at her and thought to myself, Mom, why are you crying?
我出去玩一下，很快就回来了。
I'm just going to go out. I'm going to have a good time and I'll be back soon enough.
这个战争不会长久的。
Because the war is not going to last too long.
我正好可以出去玩一下，等到我玩好了，我回来，战争也过去了。
I'll take this opportunity. I'll go out, see the world, have a good time. And when the war is over, I come back.
我自己轻轻的，我妈妈没听到。我说妈，你为什么要哭
？I remember saying to myself, not to my mother, but I said to myself, Mom, why are you crying?
从那个以后，我再也没见到我的妈妈。
But from that moment on till this day, I have not seen my mother.
我相信我的妈妈，当她看到那个火车带着儿子离开他的时候，他心里面在想，这个也许是一个永别的一个眼泪。
I'm sure for my mother, when she was looking at her son leaving with the train, what her thoughts were, this may be the last time I get to see my son. This may be a permanent goodbye.
我的妈妈，我相信他小时候受的什么教育。
I don't know what kind of education my mother received as a child.
你相信那是中国人的一个传统的教育。
But I'm sure it was a traditional Chinese education.
你嫁了人之后，不要忘记丈夫第一。
After you're married, don't forget husband comes first.
我相信这个教育在今天大陆恐怕绝对不会有了。
I don't think that that's the teaching today in China.
今天在大陆上，太太比丈夫重要。
Today, I think in China, the wife is more important than the husband.
可是传统的教育是丈夫第一。
But the traditional teaching was that husband comes first.
儿子第一。
The son comes first.
我们家乡里那个时候不停的有战争。
In my hometown, I know that wars were breaking out all the time.
我在江苏苏北的那个时候我们叫做游街区。
I'm from Jiangsu, the northern part of Jiangsu, and that region is called the guerrilla warfare region.
我们的家乡没有军队驻防在那里的。
My hometown did not have a regular standing army.
在二次大战的时候里头是各种的军队都曾经到过我们家乡。
During the Second World War, all types of armies came through my hometown.
有的时候是日本军队。
At a time, it would be the Japanese army.
有的时候是叫和平军，就是汪精卫的那个军队投降给日本的，他们叫和平军。
Another time it would be the army called the Army of Peace, led by Wang Jingwei, who was actually someone who sided with the Japanese.
有的时候是国民军。
Sometimes if it's the Guoming Army.
是剩余下来的国民政府的一些部队。
It is some disbanded and left alone army, groups of soldiers that were left from the Kuomintang.
有的时候新四军。
Sometimes is the New World Army.
什么时候叫八路军。
And then at times it would be called the Eighth Army.
还有的时候叫做年抗。
Sometimes it's called the Alliance.
我相信有些可能你们都没听过的。
I'm sure some of the names of these armies you've never even heard of.
我们那个家乡里头这些部队是不断的你来我去你来我去，没有一个人没有一个地方占据我们那个家乡。
Armies come through my hometown. No one wants to stay, but somehow that is the path that they take. They're always going through my home.
也因为这个原因我们那个地方就有受了很多很多的苦难。
And because of this army passing by, then my homeland, our people, they suffered a lot.
两次我经历到，就是早晨还没有醒，妈妈把我从床上拉起来。
I remember on many occasions, before I woke up early in the morning, my mom would come and get me out of bed.
手上拿了一把牙刷，拿了一桶牙膏。
Toothbrush in one hand and toothpaste in the other.
放在我手里，她说赶快走。
She put them in my hand and she says, leave now.
我的爸爸同样的，也是一把牙刷，一桶牙膏。我跟我爸爸两个人就离开家，就不知道到哪去。
And same thing with my father, a toothbrush and a toothpaste in his hands, and both of us, we would leave. I don't know where we'd go, but we would leave home.
我心里就在想，妈妈，妹妹们，你们怎么样？
I often wonder, what about mom and what about my sisters?
我们很可能一走就再不回来了。
Because if we leave, we may not even ever come back.
可是对我妈妈来讲，丈夫、儿子到平安的地方去就够了。
But for my mother, so long as her husband and her son are safe, then that's enough for her.
所以我刚才讲，她小时候所受的教育是丈夫第一，儿子第一。
And so that's why I said that the education she received was that husband comes first and the son comes first.
两次妈妈把我跟爸爸送走，我心里都在想以后还有没有机会再见面了。
I do remember at least those two occasions where we were sent away from my mother, I thought to myself, would I ever come back and see you?
我当初信了耶稣。
When I first came to know the Lord Jesus,
我是在美国信主的。
I came to know the Lord Jesus in America.
我信主的时候大陆跟美国刚刚开始可以通消息。
When I first came to know the Lord was also the time where communication started to open between China and the States.
大陆的政策常常是改变的。
The governmental policy in China changes frequently at the time.
有一段时间不允许你有外侨的亲戚。
At one point, their policy was you are not allowed to have any family member who are a citizen of another nation.
假如你他们发现你有个亲戚在台湾在美国，那你是个罪人。
If they discover that you have a family member in the household who is in Hong Kong, Taiwan, or America, then you would be deemed as a criminal.
但是到了另外一段时间，你假如说是有亲友在这个外国的话，那你是应该要受到特别待遇的。
However, in another different period of time, all of a sudden the policy changes, and if you had family members that's outside of China, all of a sudden you get special treatment.
我相信我们中间很少人经历过这段时间的。
I think very few people in our midst today have experienced that period.
那个时候，亲爱的朋友们，美金是宝贝啊。
At that time, brothers and sisters, the U.S. dollar was the thing to have.
大陆上硬性规定一块美金两块人民币。
Chinese government at the time enforced an exchange rate of one U.S. dollar to two Chinese dollars.
所以你假如要送美金进大陆，你只能送两块钱人民币。
And so if you were to send U.S. dollars into China,that most you could get for that currency is $2, Chinese dollars.
但是讲得很坦白，你们听得心里面不要难过。
Well, don't feel bad when you hear this.
人民币在那个时候是张废纸。
Because at that time, I hope you won't take it personally, but at the time, the Chinese dollars really actually is worth nothing.
你在世界上从来没有承认说那个时候人民币还有什么价值。
Because at that time, nobody, with respect to world economy, nobody recognized the Chinese dollar or the RMB.
所以有一阵，大陆的政府就对有亲戚在外面的特别优待。
And so at the time, the Chinese government wanted to treat those people with family members in outside of China. They would want to treat those families with special treatment.
当然。外面的人也就可以直接写信给国内的人。
And during that time, they were allowed to have mail correspondence with their family members outside of China.
所以我信主以后不久，我可以写信给我的母亲。
And so after I became a Christian, not long after, I was able to be allowed to write letters to my mother.
为了安全起见。我不叫她妈妈。
But for the sake of safety, I would not address her as mother.
我叫她姨妈。
I call her aunt.
我就想，假如我跟你通信，你被抓起来，至少我不是你的儿子，只不过是你一个亲戚。
I thought to myself, if your letter was confiscated by the government, and they would not know that I am your son, they would just know that I'm just a mere relative.
我写信回去，特别我对我两个妹妹，我三个妹妹后来死了一个，所以还有两个。我对我两个妹妹讲，我说你们要信耶稣，我说你们一定要让妈妈也信耶稣。
I wrote home and I wrote to my sisters. One of them passed away, so I had two sisters left. I told them, I said, you must come to know the Lord Jesus also.And it's very important for you to share the gospel to mom so that she may come to know the Lord Jesus.
不久，我妈妈来信了。
Not long after, my mom wrote back.
她是六年级的中文。
Her Chinese was a sixth grade level Chinese.
但是写信给儿子的时候是毕恭毕敬的，每一笔你都看都是坐在那里很仔细的写的。
But evenThough she was writing to her son, you can tell through the words that she wrote that she took her time and she really put her mind into the writing.
我的妈妈第一次在我对她传福音的回答是这样子。
The first time my mother responded to my urge for her to accept the gospel was this.
人死就完了，还有什么来生？
Once a person dies, that's the end of it. What is, there's nothing to come.
我拿到了这封信，我说，哎呀，唯物主义实在很厉害啊。
I saw her response and I said to myself, the belief in the materialistic world is such a terrible belief.
连我这个没有读过什么书的妈妈都被他们麻醉了。
Because even my mother, who doesn't have a very high education, had been influenced and infected by this thought.
我知道我的妈妈不可能了解生命的事情。
I know my mother would not be able to understand matters of life.
但是她听了那么多的宣传，她知道人就是一个东西，一死就完了。
However, with all the propaganda that she's heard through all those years, that at least one thing she does think that she knows is that even a person is just but a thing or a part of the material world. So when a person dies, there's nothing left.
我看了那个信之后，我心里面实在很伤心。
When I saw her response, my heart sank and I was very saddened.
我写信回去，我跟我的母亲讲，我说你所跟我讲的话是不对的。
I wrote back to her, I said, what you think about life is not the right thinking.
多年之后，我的妈妈对于信仰还是没有兴趣。
Years later, my mom still did not show much sign of interest in the gospel.
有一天，我妹妹来信。
One day, my sister wrote to me.
她说妈妈得了很严重的糖尿病，两个眼睛已经瞎了。
And she wrote and said mother had contracted very serious
diabetes.
And it's so severe that she's now, both her eyes are blinded.
她现在已经没有办法读你的信。
And so she can no longer read your letters.
她还没有信耶稣。
But she has not believed in Jesus.
我两个妹妹已经信了。
By that time, both my sisters are Christians.
我妹妹的信上说，不知道妈妈还能够活多久。
And in the letter, my sister said, I don't know how much longer mom would have.
我马上写了一封信回去给我的妹妹。
So immediately I wrote back to my sister.
我说不管你们用什么方法，我说你们必定要把福音，纯正的福音传给妈妈。
I said, I don't care what you do or how you do it, but you must share the pure gospel of the salvation to mom.
她必须要在主耶稣的面前认罪。
She must repent before the Lord Jesus.
她一定要接受耶稣做她的救主。
She must accept Jesus Christ to be her Lord and Savior.
因为这是唯一的希望。
Because that is the only hope.
结果我的妹妹给了我回信。
And my sister wrote back.
她说妈妈已经去世了。
Said, mom is gone.
但是妈妈已经信了主。
But mom received the Lord.
这是当我把你的那封信读给妈妈听的时候。
She said, when I read your letter to mom,
她那个看不见人的那个眼睛里头流着眼泪。
The eyes that could no longer see had tears in them.
她说我不知道耶稣是什么人。
She said, I don't know who Jesus is.
但是假如你哥哥信他，我也一定要信他。
But if your brother believes in him, then I will believe in him as well.
我愿意永远跟你的哥哥在一起。
Because I want to be able to be with your brother in eternity.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个人临死的时候所做的一个决定。
Brothers and sisters, this was that final decision a person can make at their deathbed.
我不知道这位神到底是什么样子的神。
I may not know exactly who this God is.
假如这个神是你哥哥所信的，是你哥哥所爱的，这个神就是我所信，也是我所爱的。
But if this is the God that your brother believes in, this is the God that your brother loves, then this is the God I would believe in, and this is the God I would love also.
所以弟兄姊妹，我为着我妹妹的这封信，我在神的面前流泪的谢谢我的神。
And so, brothers and sisters, when I received this letter from my sister, I came before my Lord, I thanked him with my tears.
我几十年没有见到我的妈妈。
I've missed my mother for decades.
不知道还有几年我见不到她。
I don't know how many more years I would have not seeing her.
但是有一件事情我可以讲，就是当我离开这个世界的时候，我要见到我的妈妈。
But one thing I can say is that when the time comes for me to leave this world, I will see my mother.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
你们爱不爱你的妈？
Do you love your mother?
假如你的妈妈现在已经不在了，
If your mother is no longer with us,
你有把握离开这个世界的时候会见到你的妈妈？
Do you have the certainty that you will see her when you leave this world?
我特别要对我们年轻人讲，
I want to especially say to our young people,
当你的爸爸你的妈妈严厉地管教你的时候，你要好好地感谢神。
When your father or your mother, when they are disciplining you and they're disciplining you very strictly, you need to go to the Lord and give thanks to Him.
他对你严厉地管教，因为他是真心地爱你。
They discipline you, they pay so much attention to you because they love you.
那个成天陪着你玩，买玩具给你，这个给你预备这个，给你准备那个，不一定是真正的爱你。
If all they do was to buy things for you and to play with you and to give everything you want, you may feel good, but that may not necessarily mean they truly love you.
你要感谢神，你有一个严厉的父亲跟母亲。
You need to thank God that you have a strict father and a strict mother.
有一个让你讨厌的、恨的一个爸爸跟妈妈。
Maybe you have a father or mother that you dislike or even hate right now.
只要他在关心你怎么样子做人。
But you thank God for them because they care about who you are and how you will become.
我看到今天做父母的只看重儿女的吃、玩、耍。
Today, I see too many parents whose focus on caring for their children ends at what they eat and what they play and what they have.
有了钱了，就为儿女预备将来的学费。
When they have money, they put it aside as college tuitions for them.
哦，假如要进 Ivy League, 一年大概总要个十万八万吧。
If we want them to go to an Ivy League school,then each year, the cost of this schooling would be tens of thousands of dollars.
开始就买股票，搞什么替这些儿子女儿准备将来的学费。
They would invest in stocks, or they would prepare for a certain investment vessel so that the tuitions may be prepared for.
我很坦白的对我们的父母讲，你假如真正爱你的儿女，不要替他存学费。
I will say this plainly to you, to the parents, if you really love your children, don't save up for their college.
你跟他存学费，你害了他。
If you pay for their college, you're not doing good for them. You're actually harming them.
让他心里面有一个依靠，就是我不需要好好的读书，我的爸爸妈妈已经替我准备了学费，可以上好学校了。
Because you give them a notion that I have the safety net, I'm comfortable, I don't have to work very hard because my parents already prepared the money for me to go to college.
我的爸爸，我的妈妈没有跟我存一分钱。
Neither my father nor my mother saved a penny for my college.
我从初中二年级开始就从来没有用过我爸爸妈妈一分钱上学校。
Since I was in seventh grade in junior high school,I have never asked a single penny from my parents.
所有的学校都是有奖学金。
Every single school that I went to, I went because of scholarship.
你在这种情形之下，你非要努力。
In those circumstances, you only have one way, and that is to work hard.
你要做好人，你要有好的这个学识，你自己要努力。
You want to have a future, you need to be responsible for yourself and you need to work hard for yourself.
你自己考不上好的学校，那你就是活该。
If you cannot get in a good college because you don't work hard, then that's too bad for you.
我知道我们中间有些人可能不同意我这种说法。
I know there are people in our midst maybe who would disagree with me.
但是我可以很坦白地跟你讲，你若是跟你的儿女把奖学金什么东西准备得丰丰富富的，你就不要盼望你的儿女努力念书。
But I will tell you plainly, if you prepare everything for your children so that they would be comfortable in their lives, do not expect that they will work especially hard for their school.
爱必须要管教。
If you love, you will discipline.
你不管教，你不是真正爱你的儿女。
If you don't discipline them, then you can't say that you really love them.
我不知道看了多少孩子因为有严厉的管教成为很杰出的人才。
I see too many children who grew up under strict discipline and training, and they turn out to be the top-notch people when they grow up.
那些从小娇生惯养、好吃懒做的，不会有出息的。
And on the other hand, those children that grow up in a family that is too comfortable, all they do is take and take and take, they don't amount to anything when they grow up.
当我纪念我爱的母亲的时候
，As I remember my mother whom I love,
我要特别的讲我的妈妈。虽然没有读什么书，却是一个很聪明的一个妇人。
I want to especially say that while my mother did not have much of an education, she was a very wise mother.
我很感谢主，将来我还要再见到我的妈妈。
I thank the Lord that one day I will see my mother.
我在常常在想，当我见到我妈妈的时候，我要再叫她一次，妈。
I often look forward to that day when I can see my mother again, and I will call her, 妈。
我要对我们中间的人讲，你若是有一个妈妈
，I want to tell you，
你真是一个有福气的人。
If you have mother, then you are blessed。
你要好好的爱你的妈妈。
You need to love your mother。
每同祷告。
Let us pray.
谢谢主，让我们能够再一次的思想到母亲的爱。
Dear Lord, I thank you that today we have an opportunity to be reminded of our mother's love.
我盼望我们教会里面所有的孩子们都能够欣赏、领受到母亲的爱。
My wish is that all of us here today may appreciate and may welcome and may come to know our mother's love.
也都曾经看过母亲 管教时候所流的眼泪。
And that we will always remember, or maybe we have even seen the tears that comes along with the severe discipline of our mother.
愿我们的年轻人都能够爱父母爱神。
May all of us learn to love our parents and to love our God.
让我们从母亲的身上能够真正的了解神的爱是如何。
May we all come to know the true love of God through the love we experience from our mothers.
母亲的爱是从神来的。
Because the love of a mother comes from God.
神的爱更超越过母亲的爱。
And we know that God's love even surpasses that of a mother's love.
求主让我们能够明白这个真理。
Help us to understand this truth.
愿你永远在我们生命生活里头的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory in our lives.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.